Welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money using real estate. Now your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Hello and welcome to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where as always, we are here together working hard to improve our financial IQ with the understanding that there are really eight major IQs that you have to worry about. The eight parts of a balanced life: family, romance, fitness, travel, and leisure, charity, career, wealth, spirituality, and I think a lot of people make the mistake of just cruising through life without studying what they're really doing with their life. Romance is really the funny one to me. Everybody thinks that romance and is supposed to be so natural and so easy. Meanwhile, 50% of marriages end in divorce. And if you read just about any attorney, they're going to tell you that the number one reason for divorce is boredom. You know, when you talk to people who got divorced and you say, well, how many times did you make love the month before you got divorced? The answer is zero. You know, it's boredom. That's the number one reason for divorce. It isn't money. It's boredom. And people don't study it. They treat it like it's something dirty, something you don't discuss, something you don't talk about. Meanwhile, their marriage is suffering as a result of that stupidity. You have to study everything. Everything is rocket science. It really is. I learned this a long, long, long time ago, actually in my teens, but one of the recent experiences that I had, and I had this experience when I was in the Marine Corps too, but I'd forgotten about it, and it's running. People think you just go grab a pair of shorts and a t-shirt and the most expensive shoes you can afford to buy and just go out there and run, not realizing that because they're running incorrectly, they're damaging their knees and their spine. I mean, I know every one of my runner friends, every one of them that's in their 50s, 60s, they got knee and back problems. I got bad news for them. It wasn't the running. It was the improper running that caused it. And what reminded me of it, I was on YouTube just watching some podcasts and trying to learn new stuff. And I was making a note in my head that when I run, I get cramps in my side, my calves cramp, and things like that. I said, yeah, let me just Google something on running. And I watched this probably 45-minute video on running and realized running is doggone rocket science. You got to hold your hands correctly. You got to hold your forearms, your shoulders, your back, your legs. You've got to land a certain way on your feet to do it properly to where you don't injure yourself. Everything is rocket science. And if you want to be great, if you want to be good at something, yeah, don't study it. Just do it over and over again and you'll get better, trial and error, blah, blah, blah. But if you want to be great, you want to have a great marriage, you want to be a great runner, you want to be a great investor, you've got to study it. Because every day that you don't study it, someone else is. Someone else is working harder than you. Someone else is working smarter than you. Someone else is achieving their goals and you're not. So I highly recommend that you think about the eight parts of a balanced life. You study each of them at different times, of course, and become a master of each one. You know, you're supposed to rate yourself on a scale of 1 to 10 in each of the arenas. If your fitness is a 5 now, I'd really put some stress on reading, studying, getting a personal trainer, and get that health up to a 9 or a 10. But again, it's all rocket science. Let me give you an example. I'm going to go over 5 habits that I have incorporated in my life that have given me incredible results, or what to me are incredible results. In other words, everything I ever wanted out of life, I've gotten plus some. So to me, that's an incredible result. But I was reading Forbes magazine. Then after I read Forbes magazine, I Googled it and found that there are quite a few financial institutions, magazines, websites, who all bring up this point that my first habit is the most important. It is the foundation of financial success. And it's going to seem weird when I say it. The number one habit, according to Forbes magazine, and I totally agree with them, stay healthy. Hit the gym. Hit the gym. You don't want to be the wealthiest person in the graveyard. But that's what many of you are achieving because you're not going to the gym. You're going to achieve it. You're going to be all wealthy and get all this money and be dead. I hate to be so brutal, but that's what happens when you don't exercise. You die younger. And your quality of lifestyle while you're alive is horrible by comparison to someone who does exercise. This comes down to Stephen Covey's point of the PPC balance, production and production capability. PPC balance. Most of you are wildly unbalanced. You focus on production, 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 production. Go to work, go to work, go to work, go to work. Don't have time for the gym. Go to work. Don't have time for the gym. Go to work. Go to don't have time for the gym. Raise kids. Don't have time for the gym. Work in your charity. Don't have time for the gym. Well, the analogy that Covey uses is imagine buying a lawnmower. And what's the production you want from a lawnmower? You want to mow the lawn. You want to trim lawn. And you begin using that lawnmower to mow your lawn, but you never change the oil, you never sharpen the blades, and you never change the spark plugs. When we come back, we're going to discuss what happens to that lawnmower when you do that, and what happens to you when you do the same thing to yourself. This is the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
If you have money in an IRA, 401k, or other retirement account, you can use it to invest passively in real estate without tax or penalty. Our average rate of return is 3 times that of the stock market and mutual funds, with much less volatility. If you have over $70,000, you can start passive investing today. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That's TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, and we're talking about the PPC balance, production and production capability balance. and how most people just go for production. They just eat, sleep, and breathe production. Produce, produce, produce. Go to work, go to work. Don't have time to work out. Don't produce, produce, produce. And we talked about the analogy of buying a brand new lawnmower and just mowing and mowing and mowing and mowing, never changing the oil, never changing the spark plugs, never sharpening the blades, just production, production, focusing on production. What happens to that lawnmower? It eventually breaks down. And it's not going to be some cheap repair. It's going to break down without that, without changing the oil, without changing the spark plugs. It's going to break down almost to the point where the repair is more than buying a new one. You destroyed it. How many of you are doing the same thing with your body? Production, production, production. Keep working. Don't have time to work out. Keep working. Ever been driving so much that you didn't have time to stop and get gas? It's ludicrous, isn't it? I'm going to tell you the results, because I'm now at that age where my friends who don't exercise are slowing down. They're slowing down. I've got people 59 and 60 already talking about retirement because they're tired, they're out of shape, they're 50 pounds overweight. They destroyed their lawnmower. They destroyed 20 years of their earning ability. 20 years. Why do I say 20 years? Because if you're 60 and you're thinking about retiring because you're tired and out of shape, my mentors, three of them, worked past 80. Now, granted, it was in charity situations, but they still were working. They didn't poop out. One of my, Colonel A.I. Thomas, he could bench press his own weight on his 80th birthday. Most of you couldn't bench press your own weight right now in your 40s and 50s. You're out of shape. You focus so much on production and not on your production capability that eventually you break down. We all get old. And if you don't work out, you get old much, much, much faster. Much faster. And it's got to be real exercise. Sorry, golfers. Sorry, tennis people. That ain't exercise. That's activity. Exercise is progressive resistance weightlifting. What you need to stop your muscle tissue from atrophying to a point where you're so weak. How about this one? I got friends who are selling their Corvettes, their Camaros, their Ferraris. You know what their excuse is? They can't get in it anymore. Hit the freaking gym. I'm basically 60. I get in and out of my Ferrari, no problem. But that's because I squat 200 pounds 20 times. So it's all the type of quality of lifestyle you want to have. It's all the production ability you want to maintain. But the biggest one is that quality of lifestyle. People who don't exercise have the worst quality of lifestyle, and they don't even recognize it. But people who do exercise, from the outside, we look at you and go, wow, why do you put up with that? And it has to be progressive resistance. It has to be weights. Why? Because golf, Zumba, Pilates, those activities your body adapts to in about 30 to 60 days. And at that point, you get no further gains from it. See, with progressive resistance exercise, weights and machines, after 60 days, when your body adapts to the weight you were using, you raise the weight. And the next thing you know, your body can't handle it, and it has to get stronger. See, what happens, our effort-minimizing brain, if you don't exercise with weights and use your muscles, your effort-minimizing brain says this, guess we don't need those muscles. No sense maintaining them anymore. And it hits the atrophy button. And your muscle tissue atrophies. Now, there's another side effect of this. 70% of your caloric uptake every day is in your muscles. Do you understand that if you allow your muscles to atrophy, you're allowing your caloric intake you're allowing your caloric uptake to lower as well? In other words, let's say you're 20% fat, 80% muscle. And because you don't exercise, you lose 20% of your muscle. That means your metabolism has slowed by 14%, if I'm doing the math correctly, or 16%. And you're still eating the same. Guess what's going to happen? You're going to start storing fat. And you're going to become obese. It's all a vicious cycle. Vicious. Being lazy, and that's what it is, because you know you need to exercise. I'm not telling you anything. You know it. So if you're not doing it, there's only one reason you're not doing it. Flat out lazy. You don't value your life. PC balance. And again, Forbes magazine brings this up as the number one foundational principle of building wealth. Stay healthy. Take care of yourself. Keep that muscle tissue stimulated. Keep yourself strong. Keep that high quality of lifestyle. It's just, it changes your life. Weight training eliminates 135 different age-related diseases. 135. In other words, those of you who don't exercise, you are going to get 135 different maladies, I think they're called, simply because you didn't work out. So I urge all of you, listen to Forbes magazine, listen to Schwarzenegger, listen to, I don't know one person of credibility that doesn't admit that exercise is the foundation of wealth. You don't want to be the richest person in the graveyard. And that habit of training and exercising all my life has made massive difference. While my friends are slowing down, I'm not slowing down at all. And sorry if that comes across as bragging. It's just, I'm watching them. And it's doggone sad. And you know, you sit next to them and you just want to shake them and go, start working out. You're killing yourself. But you can't do that. You can't do that. At least I can't. Probably should do it. But I want to shake all of you. Get shaken up. Hit the gym. Stop lying to yourself and just playing around to golf is exercise. Walking, Zumba, those things are all great for the heart. But what about the rest of your muscle tissue? You got to keep it stimulated. Otherwise, your brain will put it into atrophy. Okay. That's the first habit. Stay healthy. Hit the gym. The second habit that changed my life was, and I'm not even sure why I knew this, I never even considered buying stocks and mutual funds. That was never even a consideration, even as a young kid. And the reason was I had played Monopoly. And it just made sense to me. You have to buy income-producing assets. And there are two asset classes out there in this, by these definitions. You've got assets that produce cash flow and assets that don't. And for some reason, the vast majority of you bought assets that don't cash flow. You had a choice. Cash flow or no cash flow? Why did you choose no cash flow? We'll talk more about this after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. Thanks for listening.
The stock market was never designed to build wealth. It was designed to keep up with inflation. The average rate of return over the last 75 years is about 7%. You'll get that even with the ups and downs. If you want a higher rate of return and less volatility, consider real estate. We make about 3 times as much as the stock market. Please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. That is TotalWealthAcademy.com for reservations. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy Radio Show. I am your host, Steve Davis, where we're talking about a habit that I've had since I was a teen. And not that I invested in anything when I was a teen, but I knew that I wanted to invest in stuff that cash flowed. And it was really stimulated by the game Monopoly. You know, how do you win the game of Monopoly? You don't circle the board. Collect a paycheck, circle the board, collect a paycheck, circle the board, collect a paycheck. You buy income-producing assets like utilities, railroads, and primarily real estate. And it just made sense to me that to be financially independent, it's not a chunk in the of money in the bank. It's cash flow. It's having that second stream of income that comes in, whether you go to work or not, that passive income that meets and exceeds your wants and needs. It just was always obvious to me. So those of you who have your money in non-performing, non-cash flowing, we'll call them assets, you know, stocks, mutual funds, gold, silver, crypto, they don't produce cash flow. How are you going to pay your bills? You going to sell some of it? Reducing your asset base? That's what you're doing, isn't it? It's the only way for you to get money to pay the bills. You got to sell your assets. Whereas if you invest in real estate, which produces cash flow, you can eventually, it takes time, but you can eventually live off the cash flow. The third habit that I understood was there's no such thing as get rich slow. There's no such thing. You know, the poor and middle class run around with this belief. There's no such thing as get rich quick. That's a bunch of BS. I've seen people make themselves a millionaire in as little as 6 months. I've seen people do it in 2 years. Dozens of people do it in 2 years. Dozens of people do it in 5 years. Several hundred people I've witnessed do it in 10, 15 years. And yes, I consider 10, 15 years getting rich quickly. Because most people are working for 45 years and not getting rich. So I hope that makes sense. But yeah, there's no such thing as get rich slow. And the primary reason is when you get rich slow, what these financial planners don't bring up, what these stockbrokers don't bring up when they talk to you about, like they did me, oh, if you put X amount of dollars in every month for your entire career, when you're 65, you'll have $1.1 million. Who cares? You're 65. Who cares? If you get rich slow, what's gone? Your doggone life. I remember when my financial planner said that to me. Yeah, you put this much money away per month, and then when you're 65, you'll have $1 million. I wanted to punch him. I didn't care about being rich at 65. I was 27. I wanted to be rich right then. Teach me how to get rich now. Well, of course, I was talking to the wrong person. Financial planner can't teach you how to get rich. They've never done it. So what I want you to do is start having respect for your life, your time. That's your biggest asset, and it is extremely finite. 75 years is nothing. It's nothing. Those of you that are 35, I want you to think about this. How fast did those 35 years go? Everybody, take your age. How fast did it go? It went by fast, didn't it? Double it. If you're 35 right now, double it, you'll be 70. And I got bad news for you. The next 35 years are going to go by even faster. And you'll be 70. No, value your time. Time is the big asset you should be worried about. As odd as this sounds, not money. Time. Focus on saving your time. See, real estate saves your life. It saves your life because it produces a rate of return usually about three times as much as the stock market. So for every 3 years you would have had to spend in the stock market, you only have to spend 1 year in real estate. See the difference? Real estate saved you 2 years of your life. I want every one of you to drop the belief that there's no such thing as get rich quick. There is. In fact, it's the only way to get rich, because if you get rich slow, you're not rich. Your life is gone. Next one. Take big risks. Take the big risks. You got to. And this one is one that just shocks the daylights out of people, because I see people brag about this, and you're just, when you know what I know and what I'm about to share with you, when people say, I'm not a risk taker, I like to avoid risk, it just makes you want to choke them. Like, what are you talking about? Everything is risky. Everything of value on this planet is on the other side of risk. I joke about it all the time. Asking that beautiful girl out. Risky. Her 6'7" boyfriend could be standing two feet away from her and you not know it. Get your lights punched out. Or the worst, even worse than that, you ask that beautiful girl out and 6 months later you realize she's crazy. Risk. Going to the grocery store. Risk. You could get rear-ended. Paralyzed for life. Everything is risky. You're taking risks all day long, every day. Everything you do is a risk. Having kids, getting married, having a job, it's all risky. The problem is you guys are all taking risks that will never get you where you want to be financially. That's what you're doing. If you have a job as your sole source of income, you're taking a huge risk. And it's never going to take you where you want to go anyway. Don't take risks that won't take you where you want to go. I did. And by the way, forgive me if this radio show comes across arrogant because I keep talking about what I did. I don't mean it that way. And the other thing is, these aren't my ideas. These have been around for hundreds of years, if not thousands of years, these principles. But you take the risks that will get you where you want to go. When I quit my job 2 months after they gave me that pay cut, do you think that wasn't risk? We'll talk more about this after the break here on the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Thanks for listening.
Here's an old joke. When is the best time to buy real estate? 20 years ago. When is the second best time? Today. And this is truer than ever with the impending recession and the correction that's going on right now. Real estate investors are going to make millions of dollars in the next few years because of the recession. You should take advantage of it as well. To find out how, please attend our free sample class to learn more. Go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. TotalWealthAcademy.com. Just click on the free sample class button. Thank you.
Welcome back to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. You got to take risks. You got to embrace risk as your friend because you can't avoid it. And the bigger the risk you take, the bigger the reward you're going to get as a rule. As a rule. There are exceptions to that, like gambling in Las Vegas or wherever. That's a huge risk and you're probably going to get nothing. In fact, 99% of people get nothing. You know, it's just ridiculous. So learn to not be afraid of risk. Just make sure that you're only taking the risks that can take you where you want to go. Now, I got an email here from Mr. Shepherd, who goes, wow. I didn't even know there were income-producing assets. All I knew to do was put my money in the stocks and mutual funds. Where can I go to find income-producing assets? Well, that's what Total Wealth Academy is. It's a place where you can go and get trained on how to effectively invest in income-producing assets, because it does take some education. And it's a place where you can invest passively or semi-passively. In other words, it's a place where you can buy and invest in income-producing assets. Mr. Shepherd, please go to TotalWealthAcademy.com and click on the free sample class there to get started. And I'm sorry, you know, that you didn't know about it, but it is your responsibility to learn about it, and we can help you with that. So please go to TotalWealthAcademy.com. Click on the free sample class there. Watch that. If you like what you see, take my Saturday class and I'll teach you how to build a second stream of income in real estate. Okay, the last habit was I always gave myself permission to succeed. I always gave myself permission to succeed. Most people never give themselves permission to succeed. And what that means is most people are in jobs or self-employment where they know they can never, ever get into the financial position that they want to be in. They know it, but they keep doing it because they don't know anything else. We're all trained from the time we're old enough to walk. Get a job, get a job, get a job. That's all you do, just get a job. Get a job, get a job. That's not how you build wealth. A job is just the ante to play the game. You build wealth yourself by buying income-producing assets. When I was at that job working 70 hours a week, and they came in and cut my pay by 20 grand a year, I didn't say, oh, I got to find a better job. That wasn't the meaning I put to it. The meaning I put to it was, I can never have a job again. That's the meaning I put to it. So be careful what meaning you put to events in your life. The meaning you put to them will change your life for better, but for most people, for worse, because they put the wrong meanings to things. Most of you would have said, oh, I need to get a better job. That wasn't going to solve the problem. Jobs are all the same. They don't care if you're loyal. They don't care if you've been there a long time. They don't care if you're good at your job. They don't care. You need to be responsible for yourself. Take care of yourself, because nobody cares about you and your family as much as you do. Just think about it. You need to take responsibility, get out there, and do the right things for you and your family. Give yourself permission to succeed by being in the correct vehicle. Example, I go buy the $2 million Ferrari Daytona. I pull up in front of your house and say, hop in, we're driving to England. How many of you would get in the car with me? None of you. You can't drive to England. Wrong vehicle. What do you have to get to England? A ship or a jet? That's how you get to England. You got to be in the right vehicle. If you want to be in the right vehicle and start giving yourself permission to succeed, why not do what 9 out of 10 millionaires in America did? 9 out of 10 millionaires in the United States invested in real estate to become millionaires. 9 out of 10. And I'll tell you my thought process for how I chose real estate. I came across Andrew Carnegie was the first person I read that said it, that 9 out of 10 millionaires use real estate. And I remember reading it and going, I'm not the sharpest guy in the world. Not the dumbest, but not the sharpest. Yep, I think I'll do real estate because that seems to work for the most people. That's literally how I ended up in real estate. Because I knew I wasn't the smartest guy on the planet. I wasn't going to invent the iPhone. I wasn't going to build a car or build a spaceship. Nor did I have any interest in doing those things. But I wasn't going to do it. I knew I was average, of average intellect. So I said, why not do what's the easiest? Real estate is the easiest, most effective wealth building tool on the planet. And all of you know it. You know it. And I can prove it. I bet every one of you right now, you take $300,000 and put it in the stock market. I'll take 300 grand and put it in real estate. We'll meet at the end of the year. Whoever has the most profit gets the other person's 300 grand. How many of you would take that bet? None of you. I've made that offer on the air for 27 years. No one has ever taken that offer because everybody knows that real estate outperforms the stock market. But think about this. Where's your money? It's in the stock market, isn't it? And you know real estate outperforms it, but your money's in the stock market. Now, part of it is because 90% of Americans are ignorant to the fact that you can use your IRA or 401k to invest in real estate. They don't even know. They never read a book. They never studied wealth. All they did was go to high school and college, which is not even a third of your education if you want to get wealthy. You know real estate outperforms stocks and mutual funds, yet your money's in stocks and mutual funds. What are you doing? What are you doing? So those are the five habits that sculpted my life that I think are the most important five. There's many, many, many more. But those five, you know, number one, stay healthy. Hit the gym. Two, don't buy anything that doesn't cash flow. Three, forget about getting rich slowly. There's no such thing. But there is such a thing as get rich quickly. I'm talking 5, 10, 15 years. Take big risks. Just make sure that those big risks that you take have the potential to take you where you want to be financially. And number five, please, all of you, give yourself permission to succeed by being in a vehicle that can actually take you where you want to go. Real estate is that vehicle and has been for thousands of years. Get some real estate in your portfolio. We can help you do that. So those five habits, if you'll incorporate those into your life, I guarantee your life will change for the better. For the better. So, okay, I got one more question, James. This is an IRA question. It's called a self-directed IRA. You've got your, I won't mention their name, but that's one of the worst companies to have your IRA with because they won't let you do anything with it but buy stocks and mutual funds. That's all they're going to let you do because they only get paid commissions off of stocks and mutual funds. You're going to have to go to a third party. You're going to have to pull your IRA out of their control and do what's called a self-directed IRA. There's two main companies that we use, Quest Trust, and Equity Trust. Call either of those companies. Tell them you want to convert your IRA to a self-directed IRA, and then you can invest in these apartment complexes, self-storage complexes. We're hitting senior living, strip shopping centers, hotels, even mixed use. I'm negotiating with an investor right now that is involved in the boardwalk in Katy. If he comes on board, you'll actually be able to invest in probably the biggest home run in Katy's history. All passively, using your IRA without tax or penalty. So please, James, go to TotalWealthAcademy.com, TotalWealthAcademy.com, and click on the free sample class there. That's the place to get started. All right. I want to thank everybody for listening, and I hope you have a great evening. Take care.
You've been listening to the Total Wealth Academy radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decisions. To find out more about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit TotalWealthAcademy.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.